God's blessings on your worship here this morning. We begin by calling God to be here with us. We call that our opening blessing, but it's simply asking God to be present with us in our worship together. We do so with these words, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
He brings us light. He brings us life.
That death cannot overcome.
God is light.
In him there is no darkness at all.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Psalm 28 says, Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. This passage reminds us that we are to revere God and his place of worship above all other things. A rightly prioritized life has God in the center. Let us now take some time to reflect upon the priorities we have chosen. We confess. We have to face it, Lord. We are sinners in need of your grace. We have not made you the number one priority in our lives. Instead, we have valued those things that have little to do with you. Comfort, fear of the unknown, work. For this reason, we come to you now, confessing our sin, asking for your forgiveness and grace to reprioritize our lives. It's good for us to hear Jesus' number one priority. Jesus' number one priority is us. There were no distractions that slowed Jesus down as he made his way to the cross. Jesus set aside earthly concern to make us his priority. Because of this, grace is ours. I announce this grace to you today through the forgiveness of your sins. By the command of my Lord Jesus, your sins are forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.